Heart-shaped box. I know what it's like to put my heart in a box. It's a messy organ. It's loud. It bleeds. Who needs that? It would all be cleaner and easier, I thought, if there was a nice heart-shaped box to contain all the mess. First, I tried a soundproofed box. I hid my feelings, pretended they weren't there. When people asked about the faint noise in my chest, I said it was the clock on the wall. But they didn't buy it. Next, I tried to drown it out. I carried a boombox wherever I went. Happy, positive music only. I made sure the volume was high enough so that no one could hear my heart. But the boombox was heavy, and carrying it everywhere became a burden. Then I tried a box with a lock and key. I put the key around my neck for safekeeping. I could open it if I wanted, I thought to myself. But after years without using the key, I eventually lost it. Then I tried building a custom-made box. I got the best tools in the world. Tools for communication, tools for relationships, tools for vulnerability, tools for deeper connection. I spread the tools out on my table and I got to work. I made sure to build the walls strong, but not too strong. I made sure the material was permeable, but not too weak. I hung the door, and instead of a key, I installed a combination lock. I wrote down the code and even shared it with a few close friends. And things got better. I stopped worrying so much about my heart. It didn't interrupt me at inconvenient times. My heart finally felt safe. I finally felt safe. I thought maybe I had finally found a way to control the loud, messy, bloody situation in my chest. But one day, as I was going through my closet, getting rid of old t-shirts and asking myself why I had so many guitars, I thought about my heart-shaped box. It had been so helpful all these years, but what if I didn't need it anymore? That was a scary thought, so I took a breath or three. What if some people heard how noisy it was? What if some blood spilled out? What if someone got access when I didn't want them to? I had no answers, but I was feeling bold, so ever so slowly, I removed the box around my heart. I even kept it just in case. I felt lighter. I breathed a sigh of relief. I wish I could tell you that my life is easier now. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. All I can say for sure is that music is richer. Good movies make me cry. And sometimes I don't have words for things. And the sex, well, This has been Heart-Shaped Box, written and read by me, Dave Buddha. This is a poem on the website Buddhaism. This is a podcast. And so if you're enjoying it and you want to, you know what? Fuck it. I mean, don't leave a rating and review. Who cares? Just if you really are enjoying it, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email, you know, if you go to buddhaism.com. You'll see a link that says about, and my email is on there. If you're feeling especially appreciative, you know, this podcast and website does not get a whole lot of streams and listens and followers, and so every email I get really does actually make a difference. So if you're feeling it, go for it, and thank you for listening.